flammy, large type worm. And we have the little English worm that you can grow domestically in beds. And you have to fix your beds and keep them well fertilized and with compost and cottonseed meal. And then throw all your tea leaves and coffee grounds onto those beds for them to produce as they should. Then you have what we call the slot worm that develops around where you have sink drainage. It goes out into the yard, it's like greasy soil, and the substance that comes from that grease in there. Once you get them started, you can go someplace else where they have those slot worms, and you can go and plant them at the end of your drainage, and you can just have all the slot worms you want, and it's good bait for, finest bait I've ever used for shellcrackers.
What do you call this animal that has a hard shell, you know, and it might draw its head in?
The terrapin, or the gopher, or the turtle. The turtle comes out of the water, and the three different kinds. You have your old streaked head, and, well, you got four different kinds there. You got your old streaked head, that is called a turtle, and you got your big loggerhead that has a hard back, and it's checkered just like the green head, only it's dark brownish color. And then you have your regular little old terrapin. It looks just like the Highland terrapin, only its back is flatter. The Highland terrapin is rounding, and it can go in the water and swim underwater, but it's mostly Highland just like the gopher, in other words. But they don't burrow in the ground. They might find a leaf mold or something like that and work under it, or a rift.
What do you call, talking about insects now, what do you call that type of insect that likes to fly around a light and try to fly into it?
Camel flies. And katydids.
Is that the same thing that might get into your clothes and eat them up if you're not careful?
No, that's a moth that gets in your clothes, and it doesn't necessarily have to come from the outside. It can originate inside, be brought in from other places. It's called a moth. And there's different types of moths. Now, that thing you call camel flies is what is a part of the moth family.
What about this insect that you see around here, particularly the flashes on and off?
The lightning bug, or the firefly. Yeah. The popular name is a firefly in your encyclopedia.
I hadn't seen too many of those around recently.
Well, you see those in the fall, early fall, just after cotton picking time is when you see them most.
You've probably
seen a lot of these, you know, they're around ponds especially. They have thin bodies and transparent wings. You know, they occasionally light on your fishing pole.
Oh, that's your mosquito hawk. That's the same thing as that ugly bug that I was speaking about, that's a wonderful red belly, a bluegill bait.
Yeah.
It's a young mosquito hawk before its wings develop.
Have you ever heard a mosquito hawk called anything else?
Dragon.
Have you ever heard that called a snake doctor?
No. The snake doctor is a real slender thing that when he gets over his place of play or feed, he works this way, where a mosquito hawk will fly crooked, flit about. But that snake doctor, he'll play here a while, then he'll move over. And that's his way of finding feed. He'll working back and forth, and it fans the leaves, and if he sees a little insect move from that movement of that leaf, his body fanning it, then he darts in and gets him, and he'll come back and do that same thing again.
Well, tell me, what are some of the types of insects around here that might sting you?
The wasp, the yellow jacket, the hornet.